numbers that former Tampa Bay Buccaneers linebacker Derrick Brooks generated over a sublime 14-year NFL career are simply staggering. 224 games played and 221 starts, 11 Pro Bowl selections, 5 AP first-team All-Pro selections, 2,198 tackles, 25 interceptions, 24 forced fumbles, 7 defensive touchdowns, the 2002 NFL Defensive Player of the Year Award, the 2000 NFL Walter Payton Man of the Year Award, and selection to the 2000s NFL All-Decade Team. The numbers go on and on, but on Saturday night, we found out what they ultimately add up to as Derrick Brooks was named a member of the Pro Football Hall of Fame Class of 2014. Hello, Buccaneer fans. I'm Scott Smith on this special edition of Buccaneers Insider on a momentous day in franchise history. There are obviously many, many people who are happy for Derrick Brooks on Saturday night, and one of them is Lovie Smith, the current head coach of the Buccaneers and Brooks's linebackers coach from 1996 through 2000.
Coach, I know you were watching. We just got some extraordinarily good news for the Buccaneers. Derrick Brooks is going into the Hall of Fame. Your reaction?
Total excitement. No one is more deserving. You know, you have a chance to be, I've had a chance to be around some great players, and some are first ballot Hall of Famers. There's nothing as a linebacker Derrick Brooks couldn't do, and it's just good that other people acknowledge that also.
You told me a story about how on the eve of, or the morning of the 2006 NFC Championship game, Derrick Brooks was the first one to call you. He was really concerned with what was going on in your life and the important things, and I imagine you feel the same way about him on a day like this.
No doubt. You have, you coach some players, and some players you coach, and you end up having lifetime relationships with them, and they become a part of your family. And that was the case with Derrick. You know, from the moment I left here, he's always been a part of just not my life, my children, my wife. I mean, and of course, it's always good to see what he's doing in the world. I knew he would be one of those guys that would be changing the world because he's a great football player. But you hear people talk about how he was even a better person, and that was the case.
Warren Sapp went in last year. Derrick Brooks, they were both parts of that defense that you were a part of, too, and turning the franchise around. What does this day mean for the Buccaneers as a franchise?
Just so much. As you mentioned, that was a special group. You know, of course, Tony Dungy being the coach, John Lynch being a player, too. You knew it was special at the time, and now, of course, it's bearing out. But it set the foundation for what young players, you know, like a Levante David, like a Gerald McCoy, what they're trying to do now.
Thank you.
You're welcome.